WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll at least 40 from that cross-country storm that spawned dozens of tornadoes and led to wildfires across the South. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The National Guard deployed to Arkansas, where an EF3 packing 165-mile-per-hour winds flattened buildings. Bruce Drope rode out the storm.
You can feel the pressure, hear the intensity.
Missouri has the highest death toll with at least a dozen lives lost, fanning wildfires in Oklahoma, leaving at least four people dead and 400 homes damaged.
President Trump says he will speak with Vladimir Putin tomorrow as the push continues to end the war in Ukraine. The Trump administration deporting hundreds of immigrants to El Salvador, even as a federal judge issues an order temporarily barring that action. The flights were in the air at the time of the ruling. The judge ordered the planes to turn around, which did not happen. The NCAA brackets are out. Men's first game on Thursday, women's day later. This is ABC News. President Trump telling reporters last night that he will hold talks with Vladimir Putin this week by phone and that an announcement could be coming as soon as Tuesday about Ukraine. Authorities in the Dominican Republic will continue questioning 22-year-old Joshua Reby about the disappearance of University of Pittsburgh college student Shashinka Konanki. He says she was swept away by a giant wave.
ABC News has confirmed Dominican authorities confiscated Reby's passport, making it impossible for him to return to the U.S. until after the investigation is complete. But while police say Reby is only considered a witness to a possible drowning, sources familiar with the investigation claim the lead prosecutor is now examining possible contradictions in his story.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The March Madness NCAA brackets are out. Auburn, Duke, Houston, and Florida all ranked number one. A record-setting 14 teams from the SEC made the tournament this year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wmdxradio.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new documentary says We Are Not Alone. The Age of Disclosure premiered at the South by Southwest Film Festival in early March and claims aliens are real and that the government has covered up their existence for the last 80 years. The doc claims non-human biological matter has been collected from spacecraft crash sites. Director Dan Farah interviewed 34 government officials who confirmed some type of extraterrestrial life, but the film does not offer a whole lot of actual proof other than talking heads. No confirmation as to whether or not people have actually been probed. As promised, I said I would report back when I finished the show Zero Day on Netflix. The six-parter starring Robert De Niro and Joan Allen explores what happens after a massive grid outage that kills over 3,000 Americans. Zero Day has some great moments, but ties everything up a little too neatly at the end. Having said that, De Niro is great. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks get rolled by the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost to one of the top teams in the NBA, the Thunder. The final score, 121-105. How did the Thunder control the game? Doc Rivers.
They were so much more physical. They definitely came in with intentions tonight and played that way. They played great tonight.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers drew the number 3 seed. They open the NCAA tournament this Thursday in Denver at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. They'll play the number 14 seed, Montana Grizzlies. Marquette is going to the dance again, headed to Cleveland to face New Mexico Friday night.
Excited to be here, happy to be here, and just, you know, excited to see our name called, because it's not particularly like common for a score or a player or a group of guys to go to the tournament for 4 years. We've actually like did the percentage research, and it's like the chance of going to tournament 4 straight years is like 0.1%.
That's Marquette guard Stevie Mitchell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon, and it will be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 39. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 65, with some scattered rain possible after midnight tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, we talk aliens with paranormal investigator Todd Michaels, and Flicks Brewhouse brewmaster Dave Hansen joins the show to talk about the new Nightlight beer. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Coffee is the most important part of a human's life. When you get to the end of this life, before we move on to whatever is next, I think it's quite possible your last thought will be, "That was good coffee." Good. Everything good. After my morning coffee was pretty much a pain in the ass.
Can you once cover your cough?
You gotta put up a shield.
There
here.
We go.
All right, hello everybody.
Are you finally ready to start the show?
WMDX 92.7. Now my headphones are way up here. Here we go.
Yeah. You all right?
No.
Good morning.
So, what kind of morning do you think we're gonna have this wonderful day?
It's gonna be a St. Patrick's kind of morning.
Aye,
sure, and Begora. Yeah, patio furniture. It's all good.
It is?
Sure. It's going to be windy, though. It's going to be breezy today.
It is.
It's chilly this morning. It's 23 degrees, but highs are going to be nice and mild. Should we check already the weather roulette wheel, see if it's ready to roll this early in the morning?
I can't wait to see what happens.
All right. Well, let's spin it. Here we go.
I'm a little nervous.
Afternoon high for St. Patrick's Day. Here we go. Green 53.
Green 53.
There you go.
Nice.
See what I did there?
Yes, I see that.
All right. So happy St. Patrick's Day, John Peterson.
Well, happy St. Patty's Day to you. I forgot to make my Irish stew yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, we're all wearing green, I think. I'm colorblind, it's hard to tell. Oh, that's not a green shirt? What color is that shirt?
It's black.
I'm not wearing green either, Gordy.
Black?
It is.
Well, what? Yeah. It looks gray. It looks gray or green to me.
It used to be a blackish. Now it's very worn. Okay. It's a silk shirt.
What color is your shirt, Producer Sam?
It's like brown.
See, that's my trouble. Browns, greens, and sometimes reds.
Oh. Color blindness is so weird.
It's very odd.
It's very strange.
How in the world were you a weatherman and you still, like, you were colorblind and you were still able to do the weather?
Everything was color-coded, too, in the weather offices.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It was difficult. I had good assistance. Yeah. That's how.
Well, you just get used to it, right? Certain shades.
Yes. Occasionally, you have to ask for some help to see what color things are, if it's color-coded. And
is it normally the same shade each time, so you kind of get used to the shaded?
It's mainly greens and browns, but if they're lighter pastel kind of colors, very difficult to tell the difference.
All right.
But, you know, on a stoplight, it's easy. Yeah. Green, red, you know, One's at the top, one's at the bottom.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, pretty well sorted out.
I'm glad we have a standard there.
Okay. So did you have a good weekend? Did you do a lot of things?
Well, you know, last night I stayed up and we watched Darby O'Gill and the Little People, as we always do each and every St. Patty's Day.
That's your St. Patrick's Day tradition?
That is a St. Patty's Day tradition. We invited the family to circle around the TV, and my son did come up near the end of the movie where all of the ghosts and all of the action takes place. Hmm. And it's a great, great movie.
What is this movie again?
Darby O'Gill and the Little People. It's a Walt Disney classic from the 50s. Hmm. And everybody is just stunned by the special effects in that movie.
Okay.
That movie really stands out for special effects.
Well, I'll have to watch it sometime. I've never seen it. I don't remember it.
Like a really young Sean Connery in it?
Yes. Wow. One of his first roles. Hmm. Okay. He even does a song in it.
No kidding. He sings?
Yeah, he sings. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I got to see that.
It's a great movie. It really is. I recommend it for everybody else out there. I know you guys are just teasing me at this point. Well, but everyone else out there, please see the movie, Darby O'Gill and the Little People. You will be amazed. And I think you will definitely like it.
So is it a comedy? Is it a musical? Is it it's animated, right?
No, it's not animated.
Oh, it's not animated. No. Partially animated?
Sean Connery's in it.
Well, I know, but I thought maybe he'd be dancing around, you know, like Dick Van Dyke in the...
No, it's not. It's not like one of those Disney movies. Oh, no, okay. This is... it's Ireland. It's Darby O'Gill is a guy who hangs out at the pub telling stories about the little people. Mm-hmm. And that's what he does. And he's made fun of for doing that. Yet he still has a very good relationship with the king of the little people. And people make fun of him for that, too. So, but it is so good. And really, the brogue and the language they use in it is hilarious.
I'll have to check it out. Maybe next St. Patty's Day, you can invite me over. To watch with the Peterson family. Well, I know you only have four chairs there, but
they never fill the chairs. You know
what do you mean?
Cole didn't come up to watch it with us. But Brett came downstairs from his new apartment and sat there and watched it with
he
us
enjoyed
at
it.
The end. Yeah, they love the movie. They love it.
They've seen it a number of times.
In fact, Cole, you know, he's 26 now.
Yeah.
He invited his friends over last year to watch Darby O'Gill and the Little People. And they loved it. His friends, his Gen Z friends, love the movies. So just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good to know. I'm fascinated that it has a St. Patty's Day theme, right? Irish theme.
Well, it's an Irish theme.
Yeah.
It's not a St. Patty's Day theme.
Okay.
They're not celebrating St. Patty's Day in the movie, you know, but it is a perfect movie to watch. And again, the little people, it's just stunning special effects, how they use perspective in order to make it look like they were really there. And Darby O'Gill is walking into the cave with the little people surrounding him.
Yeah.
And it's special effects that were created specifically by Disney.
Hmm.
And it's stunning to this day.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
No,
big thumbs up. Okay.
How was the sound? You're going to ask me, how was the sound?
How was the sound? Was it in focus?
It was in focus, too. So.
Those are my two criteria for even watching any part of any movie. Okay.
You've always been there for me to clarify.
Let's check out the National Day calendar. Do you think there's anything on there besides St. Patty's Day? This is a very special day.
Well, it's a big day. Everything else would be crowded out, correct?
You know, you're exactly right. There is nothing else on the National Day calendar except St. Patrick's Day.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's one other thing. It's National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day.
But
why? Because it's St. Patty's Day, so it all ties in together.
It's always that tug of war. You know, you make either Guinness beef stew or you make the corned beef and cabbage.
Guinness beef stew. So you put a little Guinness in there?
Oh, yeah. Big can of Guinness.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Is that a good good taste?
Yes, it's an excellent taste.
No kidding.
Well, you put a little bit of that in there, a little bit of steak sauce, a couple tablespoons of that, and some beef broth and chicken broth. Chicken broth kind of smooths out the tartness that the Guinness has, because you know beer is not naturally sweet. So in this case, it smooths out, and it's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, you put some potatoes in there, some carrots, and some chunks of beef.
That's fantastic. You're making me hungry already.
That's really good.
Sam, do we have anything in the history books for this morning?
No one cares.
Well, what am I supposed to? Yes, it sounds great.
All right, that's fantastic.
Well, you know, not going to lie, we usually talk to Pam Yonke on Mondays and Fridays, so I didn't prepare anything.
Well,
but quickly Googling today in history.
Well, we are going to talk to Pam Yonke.
Yes, we are going to talk to Pam.
It's never this break. Okay. All right.
You guys just finished with the National Day calendar way early,
well,
I guess.
Would you like to see what happened yesterday? I don't know. There's there's nothing on it for today except.
Yeah, let's see what happens
Saint
on the
Patty's
day we missed. It's Sunday.
Okay. Let's see. What was Sunday? Okay. National Panda Day. National Curl Crush Day. Curl Crush Day. I don't know what that...
I don't either.
National Artichoke Day was yesterday. Artichoke Hearts Day.
Mm-hmm.
National Everything You Do Is Right Day. Boy, we missed that yesterday. National Freedom of Information Day. Huh. Imagine that. National Freedom of Information.
Wow.
Did you see this thing that Jamie Raskin did?
Yeah, you have that. You brought that in.
I did.
That's a really good cut. I'm glad you brought that in. That was something I wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, except he didn't give us any information on how to actually
get
this
address,
form.
Right? Yeah, how to get the form.
So we'll have to do a little research on that.
There must be a FOIA.
A FOIA form.
Yeah.
Can we play that cut right now? Do we have time or no?
We do, if you'd like.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
This is Jamie Raskin talking about how we should all send in Freedom of Information forms to DOGE.
Every American can do and ought to do, get your FOIA request in under the Privacy Act for your private information that may have been seized by Elon Musk's Department of Government efficiency. The federal district court found that DOGE is a federal agency and it's subject to federal law, specifically the Freedom of Information Act. So I completed filling out a form demanding of DOGE and Elon Musk that they turn over to me all the data they have on me from the Social Security Department, from the Department of Education, college student loans, anything they would have from any federal department that they've assembled, I want to see it. And guess what? I've got a right to see it. Huh. And I want to know whether they've made any changes to it. I have a right to determine whether everything in there is accurate or if there are inaccuracies to tell them to change it. And I also want to know whether it's been diverted and leaked out to any third-party source, whether it is Elon Musk's artificial intelligence program, Grok, or any other business. I have a right to know that. That's my data. And guess who else has that right? 340 million Americans. Hmm. And for the cost of a stamp, you can write in to the Department of Government Efficiency, fill out their form, and say, give me all this information. There are people who want to go into government because they can get as much as they can out of it. That's Elon Musk, right? There are burdens that go along with the benefits. And one burden is you take control over our data. You tell us what data you've got. And you show us exactly what you have. This is our government. That's our data. And we have a right to know.
So that's Congressman Jamie Raskin over the weekend. And all we need to know is where do you get that form and where do you send it? So we got to do a little digging on that.
That's part of it. Now, I'm just listening to what he said there. Now, you have to have a specific list of what you want to get the information from.
Right.
And I'm not quite sure. I think you should have an outlay line someplace. You know, give us some help on this thing.
Well,
give us the departments that we need to contact and the question we could ask each department, because it's going to be the same for everybody in the country.
All right. Well, you can imagine Social Security be at the top of the list.
Yes.
At least for us.
I
want to know what they know about my Social Security.
I have a lot of stories on Social Security.
Okay. We'll have those coming up. We're just getting started on this Monday, St. Patty's Day, back with more of John and Gordy in the morning. Pam Yonke right around the corner, right here. You feel better. Get up off of
that thing. Try to release that pressure. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. VoteBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Another fantastic morning in Madison, WMDX, 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
This portion of John and Gordy in the morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Their biggest sale of the year continues, the mismatch sale. That's mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now, save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison, two locations, east side and west side, and go to verlo.com for more information.
And a big, big good morning to Sherry out in Horicon this morning.
Good morning, Sherry.
I haven't heard from her in a little while here.
Yeah. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. 608-879-TALK, and you can text us there as well.
Absolutely.
And get us on the Civic Media app, either way.
Okay. All right, it's time once again to talk to Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report. And boy, on a beautiful morning like this, you know, we've got some warm temperatures predicted for this week. What's coming up for farmers, Pam?
Well, you know, I guess a lot of it's going to depend on this weather. I got a text message myself this morning from a guy in Burlington that picked up 4 inches of snow yesterday morning. So we're not done with that yet. Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that. I saw snow a little bit up in Green Bay, but 4 inches, that's fairly substantial for that time of the day. But we'll press on this week. I think that this is always that kind of uncomfortable time for a lot of farmers when you can start to see the ground. I don't know, did you guys notice on the weekend, Saturday, like mid-morning to early afternoon, a haze in the sky?
Yeah.
I was driving with my husband, and I said, holy man, I knew the wind was whipping, but I thought, man, is there a lot of dust in the air? Well, come to find out, it was a lot of remnants of the fires that took place kind of down in Texas and into the Plain States, if you saw some social media posts, people that were driving down to Texas or through Texas, maybe going to Arizona for the Brewers game or that, got just overcome with the blowing dust. Well, that ultimately ended up over Wisconsin Saturday morning, and literally it colored the sky. You could almost smell the dirt in the air. And I said to my husband, can you imagine how much topsoil is floating around in the air right now from out beyond our borders? You know what I mean? So
yeah. I've always thought, is there a lot of topsoil in the air?
Well, when you can see it, and taste it and smell it.
Yeah.
It's in the air, boys. It's in the air.
Boy, it was. And that explains the air alert that I got on my WMDX Samsung phone.
You got an air alert?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, air quality went down for a while on Saturday morning, and it was popping up on weather alerts all across the Midwest. I know that I got one out of Michigan. Western Michigan was feeling at the front part of Saturday afternoon. So just a little side note for you on a Monday morning.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Here's another side note. The USDA is cutting a program for farmers who are supplying schools and pantries with fresh produce. What do you got on that?
Wow.
Well, and you know, it's coming at a lousy time. This is the time of the year where we encourage people to think about community-supported agriculture operations. These are sometimes called subscription farms, where they are specifically growing produce that they think their customers want. You buy a subscription for the year. Changes every year. Everybody's got a little different lineup dependent on how you want to purchase, but that's one of the programs that's impacting and kind of the coordination of those services. REAP is a food group that tries to coordinate the information, make sure people are in touch with those folks, and their funding got cut. The other thing that we're worried about, hoping it's going to get restored, is the partnership with local schools reaching out to local farmers and trying to bring that fresh produce directly to the school. Now, that's been a challenging project all the way around. When we were kids, there was a kitchen at school where the lunch ladies did a lot of the work in preparing the food.
Yes.
That is not the model that's working for most schools today. Many schools do not even have a kitchen on the premise. They may have a cooking facility someplace, and then they move all the food to the different school locations. But trying to get farmers into that system is more challenging than you think. And again, the program that had worked to try to make it easier, make sure the farmers knew what schools needed and could use, what size, what volume, schools understanding the seasonality of it all, well, that's also come off the rails as far as funding is concerned. So we're a little apprehensive, especially going into spring, when those relationships are kind of critical on managing something that is perishable, like these fresh fruits and vegetables and that type of thing. We're hoping that it's going to get restored, but right now it has not.
Well, Pam, you know, a lot of reaction I saw, the negative reaction, actually positive. Let me just say it. The megas were actually chiming in on this program, saying, if it's such a good business for you, why don't you do it on your own without federal funding? So, that doesn't make any sense to me, but can you explain that? Well, you know, why is this so dependent on federal funding as opposed to maybe something that really works for them and it pays off for them putting this food in?
Some of it may be hardcore investments of specific equipment or something that a kitchen needs to do a better job of distributing food or processing food. Some of it may have to do with just purely trying to connect people. You know, sometimes how do you get a farm to deliver, let's say, a load of potatoes to a school? They've got it, but they don't necessarily have it boxed or packaged in a way that the school can handle it. So it's a lot of little things lumped into one that help to skid the wheels, or grease the wheels a little bit, to get both parties talking. Now, I understand what a lot of people say is, if it's so good, let's keep doing it. And it is my hope that that will continue to happen. It's my hope that people that have had good experiences with their community-supported agriculture operations will subscribe again this year, will spread the word themselves and keep it going. But like I said, sometimes you get rural school districts, you get school districts that are in a rural area, an area where they've got a lot of kids coming from a lot of distance, and things get expensive fast as far as coordination. So I think that's where any of the monies were used to kind of offset extra expenses. And now we'll just wait and see where it lands.
Yeah, make it more affordable for the farmers to do stuff like this because of travel expenses, you know, shipping all of these fresh produce to whatever they're sending it, right? So,
talking about packaging. Just think about packaging.
Oh, yeah, packaging. You know? That's true. Yeah. And it just seems crazy that, you know, people don't think that this is something so important that we should really try to subsidize it, you know?
Pam, we're all out of time. Sorry about that. It's Pam Yonke from Midwest Farm Report. Hey, Pam, happy St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot that. You bet. You too, boys. Yeah. Enjoy.
All right. Celebrate the green and gold.
You got it. Thanks, Pam. All right. Yep. Idiocracy right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Some big announcements from the Environmental Protection Agency that could impact production agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. The words came from the EPA Administrator, Lee Zeldin. He says it is the largest announcement they've made as far as deregulatory action in U.S. history.
EPA will be reconsidering many suffocating rules that restrict nearly every sector of our economy and cost Americans trillions of dollars. Today, the Green New Scam ends as the EPA does its part to usher in the golden age of American success. Our actions will lower the cost of living by making it more affordable to purchase a car, heat your home, and operate a business. Jobs will be created, especially in the U.S. auto industry, and our nation will become stronger for it.
That's the administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency, Lee Zeldin. The 31 regulatory changes he announced include power plant emission standards and limits, greenhouse gas reporting requirements, and emission regulations for cars and trucks. The EPA has also announced that the environmental justice programs will come to an end. The agency had already let 170 environmental justice staff leave. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Monday. Grain trade looks all right. Dairy a little soft. I've got numbers next.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
With the push of a button, you could save lives and the livelihood of others in your area. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on the sky this season. You can help by taking real-time weather observations on your phone and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Volunteer weather observers play an important role in tracking and relaying vital weather information. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
In overnight electronic trade this morning, December new crop corns 2.5 cents higher at 454. November beans up a penny at 1019. July wheat's a dime stronger, 583. Friday barrel cheese dropped 4 cents to 169. 40-pound block cheese was down 6 1/4, 169 1/4, while AA butter gained 0.25 cents to 234 1/4 per pound. The April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 3 right now, 1753. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon, and it will be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Tonight, clear 39. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 65, with some scattered rain possible after midnight tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will talk about the Wisconsin Badgers' seed in the NCAA tournament and what makes you a target of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Love it. Love this stuff. Time to shovel in and dig out some of the old stories that we didn't have time for in the past, but it sure does describe what we're living in today, an idiocracy.
Well, we'll get to that in just a moment, but first, here on 92.7 WMDX on the John and Gordy Morning Show, we want to mention that this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at David J. Frank. That's right, David J. Frank. Hang on just a moment while I get more information.
There you go.
About David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource. They are celebrating 65 years of being in business in southern Wisconsin. You know, John, they do lawn care. You may consider, you know, hiring them for your lawn care or your flower care, possibly.
I'd love to do that.
Trimming, shaping, pruning. You've been out surveying your lawn along with your dog, checking things out.
Yes.
Yeah, well, David J. Frank can help you out. They are the largest landscape contractor in southern Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Sam, you look like you have something to add to this.
Well, as soon as you're done, I want you to finish your spiel.
My spiel? Okay. David J. Frank has branches in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha, and other locations around Wisconsin. You can go to davidjfrank.com and get more information. You know, they've done landscaping work at the UW and along the campus and there and up at the Capitol Square.
Hilldale.
Also Hilldale. Yeah, all around. DavidJFrank.com. Sam, over to you.
You know, John, what I think you need for your lawn, instead of taking a big bag of grass seed and just dumping it in the middle of the yard.
I'm thinking that still might work.
you should get like that that kind of stuff that they have at mini golf courses, like the fake turf. Like the really short stuff.
Oh, really?
Your dog wouldn't tear that up, would they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh
my
no.
God. Are
Rip
you kidding
right
me?
Into that.
She'd find a corner and just work her way through the center
tear
of
it up
somehow.
Like carpet.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I've never seen a dog like this before.
She's got a lot of energy, man. That dog.
Well, she can chew through anything. You know, we have this indestructible ball that they normally give to, like, horses. You know, they kick it around, they play with it, they move it around their stall, and she has managed to shred it. You know, just chew it and shred it.
Wow. Okay.
And it's no fun. It's no fun. But we're waiting.
Sorry to hear that.
We're waiting for her to become more mature,
a little mellower.
Yeah, yeah. We're waiting for that. I guess maybe 6 or 7 more years.
Have you taken the dog to the vet? Maybe there's an issue there. Maybe there's some medication you can give the dog to sort of slow it
well,
down.
Sedatives.
Some sedatives.
I wonder if they have sedatives for border collies. It's hard to believe. You know, even a sedative might not work on a border collie. They have a mission in life, and that is to work.
And
yes,
and to herd.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
That's what they want to do.
And our border collie herds us first, my wife, and then me. She takes us outside and plays with us, and so it's it's that routine daily.
The dog
every
is really
day.
In control.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's see what's happening in Idiocracy.
We needed
news,
that kind of structure in our life. You,
you needed to be herded.
Told what to do and herded. Yes, exactly. All right, let's get to Idiocracy here. You know, because of the trade wars and our relationship with Canada, it's wearing thin, especially with Trump in charge and with Elon Musk.
Yeah. Canadians don't like us anymore. They don't want to have anything to do with us, right?
Well, they hate Elon a lot. including, of course, his Starlink contract that they had up there. Ah. Let's listen to Ontario Premier Doug Ford and what he said a little while back, maybe 2 weeks ago. Check this out. This is cut 44.
Also, starting today, all U.S.-based companies will be banned from taking part in government procurement. Every year, the province and its agencies spend about $30 billion on procurement, alongside our more than $200 billion plan to build infrastructure. U.S.-based businesses will now lose out on tens of billions of dollars in revenues. They only have President Trump to blame. I'm also urging all 444 municipalities to do the same. And I'm thrilled to see some are already stepping up. For example, Mayor Patrick Brown in the city of Brampton and many other cities. As part of this government-wide procurement ban, we're going one step further. We're ripping up Ontario's contract with Starlink. It's done. It's gone.
Yeah.
We won't award contracts to people who enable and encourage economic attacks on our province and our country.
That's right.
Alongside federal tariffs and the measures my fellow premiers are bringing forward, this Team Canada's opening response.
Yeah, that's...
Wow.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
It is a big deal.
You don't hear about all these little sidebars about what Canada is doing against the U.S., but, you know, that's just that's a big contract.
Yeah, they just decided to cancel that Starlink contract.
And why not?
It's over.
Yeah,
rip
Europe,
it up.
Europe is really angry about it, too, so I think we're probably seeing a lot of those contracts being canceled as well. And Starlink is a slow internet connection. They promised that they'd have a fast, really super fast connection one day, but
that's what I heard.
But it never happened. It never happened.
Really?
And a lot of promises. And, you know, we did have a Web Wisdom where this guy was talking about Elon, right?
Yeah.
And the fabricated myth that he's created around himself. Well, you know, he's done a lot of these things in order to prevent others from doing the technology before him. So he says, well, I'm going to do this. And so the municipality would say, oh, well, we better not do that or spend any money on it because Elon's going to come in here and do it. Yeah, so he's managed to put a lot of people off with just fantasy, just lying about it. All right? So anyway, now, of course, he's trying to sell his trucks, his Cybertruck. Yeah, a lot of people aren't buying them. They're exploding. They're turning into little fires, little fire pits. Here and there?
You know, there was a Cybertruck parked by my house over the weekend.
Oh.
It was only there for a few minutes, so I was going to go out and, you know, take some pictures. And in fact, I got one picture of it.
Yeah.
But the guy was just making a delivery or something. I don't know. It was very mysterious.
Yeah.
It's just there for a few minutes, and then he took off.
Why would you buy a Cybertruck just to use it as a delivery vehicle?
Don't know.
That's kind of an interesting thing.
Just ugly. I'm sorry. They are. I don't get it.
Maybe the billionaires are finally getting together and, Amazon is using it to deliver their packages.
That could be because he was at the apartment.
Trump.
He went to the apartment building next door and just was in and out in 5 minutes.
See? Huh? What color was it? Was it a dark gray?
You're asking me, Mr. Colorblind? Colorblind guy? I don't know. It's a very neutral color.
No.
It's the color of metal. Like dull metal.
Now I've been trying.
Sam, didn't you have a story about somebody that shined up their truck?
Why? Well, so
was that
you
your story?
That. Yeah, John, you
mirror.
Yeah. Somebody polished it into a mirror finish.
I think that's great.
Yeah,
sharpen it up a little.
Romulan cloaking device.
That's what it is.
Well, we have a call. Let's go to Joe right now on the line. Thanks for calling us, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
How you doing, guys? Well, as we start the week, it's always good to note what kind of geopolitical nonsense is going on. I've been kind of intrigued with the story that, in terms of alienating our neighbors, Trump, of course, has battered the EU, but more importantly, has also suggested to Denmark that they're going to be have economic sanctions unless they hand over Greenland to the U.S. And yes. He thought that eventually U.S. would annex it, you know, just take this anonymous territory of Denmark because, quote, we need it. We need it for security purposes. We need it. But I would add to this, at the same time, they are asking the Danish Egg Association if they would ship some of their eggs to the U.S. because of the surging egg prices that we have here.
Isn't that shocking? What the balls to ask for something like that?
Somebody said it's not unlike a nasty neighbor that, you know, throttles your dog and then says, can I borrow your car?
Yeah, yeah.
We wow. want Greenland, and can you also give us some eggs, too?
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to win us friends. I don't think this is a way to have people help us. So I would just throw that into the mix that it's worth considering. If you want your eggs, perhaps you shouldn't be invading other countries.
Maybe. You know, maybe that's a good idea. That's all right, funny. Joe. Fantastic
Joe,
point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Boy, that's that's Idiocracy. It's finest.
Now, you know, we've heard that Trump is going after the media. You know, everybody is a terrorist. Every media source is out to get him, and he's out to destroy them as well. And I always thought that, you know, he's acting like they're the propaganda networks out there. They're pushing the liberal cause.
Right.
And I always think, and they're the enemy. So why... We call it Fox News, and I know Dom calls it something else, but it really should be the Trump News Channel. That's why don't we just call it the Trump News Channel instead of Fox News? Because that's really what all it is Trump news all the time, pushing his Trump statements. So I'm going to try and call it Trump News for a while, okay? I'm not good at doing this.
Well, how about a hybrid? Trump Fox News or Fox
Trump? Fox?
I don't know. You don't like that?
Trump News, anyway.
It's working.
The Trump Business Channel interviewed the owner of a Pennsylvania auto dealership who says of Trump's tariffs, nobody is going to buy my trucks anymore because they're $20,000 more. And this is cut 45. And this is with Maria Bartiromo.
Okay.
And she's sometimes clueless and sometimes asking the dumbest questions ever. Let's find out what she has this time around.
Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram.
Yeah.
Impact.
Dramatic. I sold over for a customer. Mm-hmm. $80,000 truck. Mm-hmm. It's $100,000 now. So he's not going to buy the truck. It's going to sit on my lot. At you know, the higher interest rates we're paying right now for floor plan, and nobody's going to buy the truck because it just had a $20,000 price increase.
Right. Kelley Blue Book will put the number up. They say the average vehicle will go up by about $3,000. Does it sound right to you?
No. It will not. We don't have the broad stroke. We don't have the linear, the tight strokes. But to me, it's a 25% tariff. So that affects our parts that come from over these countries. And a whole bunch of our cars.
And you've been basing your business model on free trade, basically. This is what the American Automakers Policy Council says, Maria, in response to this. They say our American automakers invested billions in the U.S. to meet the requirements of the current free trade agreement. They shouldn't have their competitiveness undermined by tariffs that'll raise the cost of building vehicles in the U.S. and stymie investment in the American workforce while competitors from the outside of North America benefit. The German, there's no tariff on the German cars coming
in. No, they're
Japanese.
They're going to be okay. But think about it. We built our business around that. The OEMs built their business around that. And now it changes on a dime. And we can't build a $4 billion plant overnight in the United States. So I think building in the United States is great. I think enhancing the participation from the other countries on the other things. But this is pretty radical.
I hear you. There you go, Maria, where the rubber meets the road here.
Let me ask you this, okay?
Yes.
How many Dodge Rams do you see driving around Europe? Okay. How many Dodge Rams do you see driving around India? I mean, not many, I bet. Why? Because they don't buy our cars. And that's what President Trump is trying to change. Maybe Dodge should start building them here and selling them here.
What? We are selling them here. We're building them here. They're Ford trucks. You know, she's nuts. She really is nuts. I don't think she was paying attention to anything they were talking about regards to the, you know, the tariffs and the price of automobiles and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. And this, by the way, is an agreement with Canada that Trump signed his first time he was president. So it didn't work out.
We will continue with Idiocracy and have more for you. Also, in our 7 o'clock hour, Pristine Clean, Hannah Shea will join us here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that ban?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that one?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that one?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
A Voice for Madison, Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, 92.7, and another beautiful morning in the capital city, Madison.
Yeah, it's kind of chilly.
Just down the block from the Big Dome.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is, well, we saw joggers this morning.
Yeah, they were
on State Street, as usual.
There were about 20 of them jogging up to the Capitol. Did we see them come back yet, or are they making the
They might have gotten lost.
Maybe they got lost. It's a little chilly out there. It's 23 degrees, but we expect highs in the low to mid-50s, around 53, for this St. Patrick's Day. Don't forget to wear green. I wore my Green Bay Packers shirt.
Yes, you did.
You wore nothing green.
No,
John.
Nothing.
You're
green.
You're not participating.
Right, exactly.
Sam's got nothing green on. What?
I've got a teal jacket. Does that count
teal?
As green? Yeah, it's like bluish green.
Sure, why not?
Okay. All right. Thanks for playing our game.
Not gonna lie, I forgot it was St. Patrick's Day until I got in this morning.
You forgot. That's just fine.
Well, okay. Yesterday we celebrated Pi Day, you know. Pie at the Peterson house.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you have?
My son loves Pie Day. He's always loved it as a little kid. He was very much into math.
Yeah.
So he had his pie t-shirt. And just to remind us, and then I had to go out and get a pie from Costco. They didn't have their regular apple pie this time. They had a apple berry pie, which was fantastic, but there was an awful lot of strawberries in it for an apple pie. But it was good.
I don't
think
I've ever had an apple berry pie.
Yeah. But, you know,
Sam made a pie last week.
That's where I live part-time. How did your apple pie turn out? I mean, it looked fantastic. It was beautiful pie.
I had a slice. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was decent. I could have done better. I hardly ever follow a recipe when baking which is a problem. But
yes.
It was pretty good.
So tasted okay?
Yeah.
Great. It was,
much cinnamon, but.
You thought there was too much cinnamon?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was not enough cinnamon.
Oh.
It almost had the texture of dirt, Gordy.
Oh, was that what that was? Wow.
Jeez.
Well, that's an ingredient I'll have to remember next time you're stopping over for supper or something.
Did you put any sugar in that recipe?
A little bit, but I don't...
Do you think it could have used a little more?
Yeah, probably a
little. Okay, pie looked good, but let me ask you. Yes. Did the apple sink down to the bottom and the crust was way up at the top? Is that what happened to your pie?
Well, yeah. Okay. Like, it does that once you let it cool.
Mm. It doesn't always do that. I mean, unless you make.
Okay, are you the pie master now?
Yes, I'm the pie master. Yeah.
Do you bake a lot of pies, Sam?
No, I maybe
make that one from scratch
like once or twice a year.
Oh, okay.
Well, I hate to challenge you.
You are the pie master.
I don't want to discourage you from making pies again. All right. Oh, God, now I feel like it's my responsibility. You'll stop baking, you know. I don't want that to happen.
Mm.
All right.
All right. So what do we have for St. Patty's Day? What do you got?
I don't have anything.
Really? Nothing? You got nothing lined up?
I was telling you guys off the air that doing show prep ran into a big brick wall on Saturday for me.
Really?
You know, I do it all weekend long, all the time.
You don't
I never really take a break from show prep. But on Saturday, I burned.
Really?
I just hit that wall. I thought, I can't handle this anymore. I just can't handle what this administration is doing. I can't handle how the Republicans in Congress are just letting all of this happen under their watch. Someday this is going to come back to haunt them, I think. You know, history books will record this, that they did nothing at all to stop some guy from South Africa coming into our country and destroying it, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how I see it. Now, not my brother. Well, I did have communication with my brother this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And we didn't bring anything up about the Christmas get-together. where they voted for Trump and said, well, let's just wait and see. I'm not bringing it up.
Okay.
But my son got very angry with me, and I said, well, why did you bring up the fact that he's from South Africa? And I said, because he doesn't understand this country. He came here, you know, he's a Canadian citizen. He came here about 18, 19 years old. He doesn't understand this country. Everything that you and I grew up with here, the things we expected from our government, the smooth running government that we have, we want improvements in the government. We want that. But we don't want to completely tear it to shreds again as this country gets bigger and expands more and businesses are created. It has to create certain amount of administrative cost. It has to do that. And for Elon, it's not like, no, we don't have to do that. We don't have to oversee any of this stuff. We can just let things run. You know, it's a free market, isn't it? Let's just no regulations, no guardrails. Let's just do it. Mm. And I just got frustrated with the whole darn situation.
And you just you hit the wall.
Hit the wall.
You didn't want to do it anymore.
And I just I snapped. I just took a break.
Well, you need a break every once in a while.
Yeah, what did you do instead? Did you, like, curl up into a ball in the corner, or did you, like, I don't know, watch some TV or
something? I could have done that, but, you know, instead I like to shop.
So you went to
Costco.
All right.
Okay.
It's always
there.
So
I got the pie, but here's the other thing. I set up a sound system for my son, who is moving into the apartment upstairs.
Nice.
Yeah, I got him a TV, 4K TV.
Wow.
And then I got a sound bar for him. That was the big deal for me.
Nice.
Putting a sound bar into his apartment.
Wow.
And it's great. You got to get a 5.1, okay? Don't get a 2.1.
No.
2.1 doesn't have a center speaker where you get the audio for the... speaking.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Yeah. That's the talking that audio. That's
you're
what
the
you
pie master and the sound master.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Pie master.
Okay. Good to know. Well, you're okay now, though, right?
You're
ready to go.
I'm not. just waiting again here for something to drop.
Okay. Coming up in our next hour after the news, a little bit later in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Hannah Shea from Pristine Clean and find out what's going on there for St. Patty's Day. Okay?
Yeah, right. And we'll be talking about a lot of different things coming up next hour.
Okay. Thank you for being nonspecific. You're listening to John and Gordy on WMDX.
Yeah. Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our highlight of businesses outside the dairy industry. We go beyond the cheese and talk a little bourbon, baby. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From Missouri to Mississippi, a deadly weekend across the southern part of the country. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z has more on what happened.
At least 40 people killed from the system that brought wind-driven fires, dust storms, and dozens of twisters.
That's a tornado.
12 people killed in tornadoes in Missouri alone. 3 people were killed in hard-hit Tylertown, Mississippi. An EF2 tornado, winds up to 111 miles per hour.
Millions of people are in the path of more potentially dangerous weather as that same storm system moves further east. The Kremlin confirms President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will talk this week, tomorrow probably, but Russian officials won't say what the discussions will be about. The president says they'll be talking about ending the war in Ukraine. More than 50 people were killed in a nightclub fire in North Macedonia over the weekend. Auburn, the top overall seed in the NCAA men's basketball tourney. UCLA, the number one seed for the women. Play begins this week. This is ABC News.